Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another broadcast on the Soul of America Radio. Tonight, you're listening to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness, with your host, J.R. Thicklin. Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Blog Talk Radio, hosted and produced by the Soul of America Radio. Comments made on tonight's broadcast do not necessarily reflect the views of Blog Talk Radio, the Soul of America Radio, or its host. Hope and Healing takes you from a place of pain, abuse, violence, rejection, and abandonment to a place of hope, healing, and power. All aboard with your author, activist, advocate, and friend, man of purpose himself, and your host for the evening, Mr. J.R. Thicklin. Yeah!
Welcome and welcome again to Open Healing, Our Journey to Wholeness. This is your host, J.R. Thicklin, and I'm so very glad that you've joined us here tonight on the Soul of America Radio Network. That's right, every Monday night, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 8 o'clock in the Central Time Zone, 7 o'clock in the Mountain, 6 o'clock in the Pacific, and wherever you may be around the globe, you are tuned to Hope and Healing, Our Journey to Wholeness, and we're so glad to be with you. I'm your host, J.R. Thicklin. I'm always delighted to be a part of the Soul of America Radio Network, where each and every Monday night we are addressing the issues of hope and healing, those that have been impacted by issues such as domestic violence, sexual violence, abuse, abandonment, rejection, those that have been oppressed, those that have lost grief, whatever it may be. This is the platform that gets us back on track to that journey of wholeness. So my friend, I tell you, it doesn't matter where you've been, it doesn't matter what has happened to you, I'm saying to you, starting tonight, something good is going to happen for you. And I believe that tonight, that even in our time together, we're going to talk about some things that have happened most recently that is good for everyone. So listen, tonight by way of radio, by way of the internet, I should say, that's www.soulofamericaradio.com, www.soulofamericaradio.com. Or if you would like to call in, or you're calling in tonight, you can call in at area code 323-784-9638. That is how you join us, area code 323-784-9638. And remember, if you'd like to have a question or have a comment or have a question, simply hit the number 1 on that keypad, and that lets our producer know that you want to get on the air. But I'm so glad to be with you on this Monday night, the first Monday night in the month of February 2015. And I have to say, one day after the Super Bowl, and just so much that have transpired in our time together. And I want you to know that for those of you that are listening for the very first time, that you can also reach us in a number of places. You can find our actual page on Facebook. We have a couple of pages. One of the pages is Destiny Choice 2 Fellowship page. That's Destiny by Choice, the Rumor Normal 2 Fellowship page right there on Facebook, as well as you can find us on one of our pages, Domestic Violence That Is Your Business. And so that is what's going on there on those particular pages. And we want to bring your attention to so much that is happening. So now, if you have not gone to our pages on Facebook, we encourage you to do so, and especially there with our Destiny by Choice 2 Fellowship page there, where there's a number of things that are happening there with our social media, our social ministry outreach there, and we have so many things going on. We have a daily roll call that's going on every morning. We have daily bread going on. We have shout-outs and Saturdays and throwback Thursdays, and just a number of things that are going on. And I'd like to take the time right now just to give a congratulations to one of our roll call winner for the month of January, and that's that congratulation goes out to a young man that has been the first. That's right. He has been the first, most consistent person to be the first to post on to be able to post on our page there on Destiny by Choice 2. And I'm going to get it up here in just a second because I want everybody here in the studio to get ready to help me celebrate this young man here who have called in, who has been a part of this for the month of January. That means that he has been there consistently, being the number one person to post on roll call every morning. That means that brother is getting up early today. So I want to send out a special congratulations, Benny Dias Olivares. Benny Dias Olivares. And so let's give him a hand as he tonight is our winner for the month of, it's the month of January 2015. So from Phil America Radio and Jesse by Choice, we congratulate you for being that individual to be in our roll call winner for the month of January. Once again, let's hear from Benny. All right, and that's always great to have him there. And that means a lot of sacrifice, getting up early in the morning, being the first person to post, whether it's hello, whether it's sharing a scripture, whether it's sharing a song. The fact is that you have made it a priority in the month of January. It speaks volumes about your commitment to making a difference, and that's what it is all about. Can we make a difference? Are we willing to do the things that we need to do in order to be the difference makers that we're called to be? Listen, the show, tonight's show, is going to address a few things tonight. I want to talk about quite a bit. Of course, I know we just had the Super Bowl on yesterday evening, and some people was telling me about one of the Super Bowl commercials that was there, and I didn't see this one for whatever reason there, and it was the one dealing with the 911 call violence, and actually the call was actually being made by a victim and everything, but it wasn't the right place. I believe that if this is a particular one, that she actually was talking as if she was calling, and the pizza place there was more or less saying, is everything all right? You do realize that you call a pizza place where they was able to figure it out, and as a result, a life that was saved and an arrest that was made and one less victim of domestic violence. And that's what it's all about inside of this. There's so much to talk about tonight, and I want to get to it tonight as we are getting everything set to go forth tonight on this show. And one of the things that is so very important is the fact that I want to talk about here in just a little bit, and that is, if you haven't heard, that Melissa Alexander has been released from jail, and I applaud that today. I applaud it because of the fact, in my opinion, she should have never done the time that she did, and even the conditions. I think that we have lots of work to do in addressing this situation, lots of work to do as it relates to people such as Melissa Alexander, who basically, folks, if you don't know the story, it's been a tremendous story. I believe it was 2010 that she was arrested shortly about maybe less than a good week after her giving birth to a child, I believe a daughter here, and her husband, a strange husband who had a history of abuse, actually had been threatening her, came over to the house where she was, and Melissa was afraid for her life, and she fired a warning shot. And as a result of firing that warning shot, there, Melissa ended up being arrested and has been basically incarcerated since that time. And so we want to talk about that today. We want to open up to some other things today, and I want to get us on right away. A caller number ending in 6259. We're going to get to you in just a moment here. I just want to make sure that each and everyone is in place. And right after this commercial break, we're going to take our first caller. Caller number ended in 6259. You listen to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. This is your host, J.R. Fickland, and we'll be right back after the break.
This is the soul of America Radio.
Thank you for listening to J.R.L. Thicklin, Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. We feature every Monday night a show solely devoted to people that are going through abuse, some type of problem in your lives that you can't work out. We mainly focus on domestic violence, the cancer in our lives. Join J.R.L. Thicklin, your host, here every Monday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 8 o'clock p.m. Central, right here on the Soul of America Radio. You can contact Jay every Monday night at 323-784-9638. Or you can listen to him online. Just follow at soulofamericaradio.com and look for live streams. And that way you can speak or listen, whichever your choice may be. Thank you for joining us tonight. You're listening to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness with your host, J.R. Thicklin, on the Soul of America Radio.
If you're listening via internet and you want to speak to the host, please dial 323-784-9638 and press 1 to be connected to the host. This is the Soul of America Radio.
Here's your host, J.R. Thicklin.
And welcome back to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. This is your host, J.R. Thicklin, and I'm so very glad that you've joined us here on the Soul of America Radio Network. And just before going to a break, we said that we'll be taking your calls right afterwards. We've opened the show. We want to talk about some good news and want to talk about some things that must be done as it relates to issues of domestic violence. I want to talk a little bit about the efforts of the NFL. Do you feel that those efforts are enough? Do you think they're sufficient enough? And secondarily, do you think the efforts of the approach that they're taking, do you think that is the most effective approach? And so we want to get to your calls and your comments here in just a minute. But we want to go to the line and take our first caller, number ending in 6259. I want to say good evening. You're on the air with Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. Good afternoon. You're on the air. Caller, you're on the air. Number ending 6259. Okay. Had a caller there. I don't know if they stepped away from the phone there. But that's how you reach us. Area code 323-784-9638. Area code 323-784-9638. That is how you reach us tonight here on Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. And once again, I'm your host, J.R. Thicklin. And I'm so very glad that you've joined us here tonight. We've been talking about the fact of the good news is the fact that, I am just so excited on one hand that Marissa Alexander is been released from jail. And if you don't know that story, I really don't know where you've been, because of the fact it made a lot of headlines because of what many consider to be a real problem. A real problem with the way her case was handled, a real problem with how the prosecution went about it, a real problem with the things that happened to her. And after being incarcerated as long as she was, basically taking a plea bargain, I'm upset because, in fact, she still has another couple of years on house arrest, being monitored and justice to what plays her case. And so I want you to know that, here's a mother, young mother, that, that was basically trying to protect her life and the life of her child, Marissa Alexander was sentenced to 20 years in prison, but she was a victim. Her husband beat her while she was even pregnant, and yet another beating she endured from him after having the baby. And what Marissa did is what I think anyone did. She did better. She fired a warning shot, which traveled through a wall and to the ceiling. But that shot undoubtedly saved her life. It saved her life. And yet it's still, prosecutor Angela Corey did not take into account that Marissa Alexander had gone through what she had gone through. She had a corrupt had a court injunction against her crazed husband. She had just given birth 9 days before this incident happened. And, you know, and she was a person who, not only that, she was trained to use a gun and had a concealed weapons permit. So by all stretch of imagination, guess what? Marissa Alexander did the right thing. Stand your ground law for anyone like Marissa Alexander. You got to understand that this incident took place in August 10, okay? While pregnant, Marissa Alexander was battered by her husband. On August 1st, 2010, her premature baby girl, born 9 days earlier, was in the Baptist South NICU fighting for her life while Marissa fought for her life in her own home against her attacker, which was her husband. But she did time at the facility there in Duval County, and she because she fired a warning shot, people, fired a warning shot. And so when you talk about firing a warning shot here, Marissa Alexander really went through some things. And I'm going to work on it. I'm going to have ND to work on getting on our show, and I don't count that out of our reach. I would like to get her on the show. I know I've done other shows that which I talked about Marissa Alexander and the injustice. And I really felt that that she was not treated fairly. I really felt as if Marissa Alexander actually was overlooked in many ways. I felt like she did not get the justice that many have gotten if it had been a man or even a white person who this had happened to. But once again, we have so much work to do when it comes to this issue of domestic violence. And Marissa Alexander, a mother, I like I said, I watched the interview with her the other day, you know, after her release. And it's just very simple. She wanted what anyone wants, to live free from the harms and threats of being killed or up under those type things there. And so I think that we have to keep not only keep Marissa Alexander in prayer, we have to also work with individuals that are going to be on that side of doing the things that need to happen. Marissa Alexander is 34 years old. I'll be 35 on this year here. And she has children now. She has children, two kids, as a matter of fact, and she did what any mother would have done, being in danger. In November, Marissa Alexander actually accepted the plea deal. She accepted the condition there, the plea deal there, and when she accepted the plea deal there, it allowed her to eventually be released here just last week. Like I said, she still will be on a, I believe it's 2 year, dealing with a house arrest. So once again, she has two sons. She was impacted by this, and I do apologize and everything. As I'm reading the screen here about Marissa Alexander, you know, one of the things that stand out to me is the fact that this individual, her husband, literally got off. He really got off here. If there was ever a mixed character of justice here, this was the case here. So when Marissa Alexander discharged that firearm in the presence of her estranged husband and his two sons, the case did get widespread. Just widespread uproar. And so I want to talk about this for just a second here, where Marissa Alexander, she was threatened by a guy. She was beaten by him even when she was pregnant. She had gone through all the different situations. One would thought it was a slam dunk case, But the problem was it wasn't. That once again, that the individual, Angela Corey, who could not even get George Zimmerman convicted, yet it's still, she was the individual that was ready to give Marissa Alexander as much as 60 years in prison for firing a firearm in the air to basically warning shot to scare her estranged husband, because he had not only abused her, but he was threatening her, and she had just given birth to the baby 9 days earlier. So that's a real problem here, and we have to turn our attention toward this because it's a very important thing to look at. So area code 323-784-9638, that's how you reach us. Area code 323-784-9638, that is how you reach us today. You're listening to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. This is your host, J.R. Thicklin, and I don't know if that caller there is still there, but I'm going to go back to caller numbered ending in 6259. Good evening. Welcome to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. You're on the way. You're on the airway with J.R. Thicklin. Caller, are you there? Caller, you're on the air. Number ending in 6259. Welcome to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. You're on the air. What's your question or comment? Okay. All right. That call is there. Perhaps they don't understand that they are on the air, but we'll get back to you. But if you'd like to get in, you have a question and a comment, just dial that number, area code 323-784-9638, and we'll get you on the air right here on the Soul of America Radio Network. So we dealt with the issue there. We got with Marissa Alexander and actually going through all this that she's gone through. And the fact of the matter, really went through time. Because if anybody that the stand your ground rule was meant for, it was definitely hers. Now, of course, you know, that whole phrase about stand your ground, it got a lot of national attention, notice, you know, in the George Zimmerman case and stuff. And the thing about it, when Marissa Alexander was denied new stand your ground hearing, because what happened is that it gained momentum, and what we discovered was the fact there are many people that became outraged, because what we saw here with Florida being a stand your ground case, state and everything, this looked like this was the perfect case, but it did not cut the mustard. I, in my opinion, felt like she was definitely wrongfully sentenced in the first place, and the fact that a circuit judge had previously denied Marissa Alexander's request for a new hearing for immunity under the stand your ground law, and as a result, she was sentenced in 2012. And you talk about under Florida's 10-20 life rule, the prosecutor in this case here was going for the jugular vein. So, you know, it's been a lot of fights in order to get Marissa out, but we have to fight to make sure that this doesn't happen again. This was something that should have never have happened. And you think about, here's a mother who basically have been kept from her children for going on 5 years. And it's really a sad thing. You know, her spirit is up, but this should have never happened. And it's really a sad time in this state. And it's a shame that this has happened to an individual who basically just was simply doing what anyone would do to protect himself. She could have shot to kill, but she didn't. She fired a warning shot. And here it is, you know, in doing so, she found herself on the other end of the law. And too often we see the victim be re-victimized by the system. She was re-victimized in the worst way. Re-victimized having a baby that was 9 days old. And here's the mother being carted off to jail. There's something tragically wrong with that picture. Yet it's still, we saw it play out. Area code 323-784-9638. That's how you reach us. Area code 323-784-9638. You listen to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. You can be on the air right now if you're interested in having a word with us today, maybe a question or comment, you just simply hit the number 1 on your keypad, and that will allow us to get you on the air, and we're going to go right to our lines. And I'm so very glad to say that, caller, you are on the air with us in just about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we're spring here to bring you on the air here. I do apologize for all technical difficulties at this time. Everything, I'm trying to get you on the air. Indeed, I think we have just little technical difficulties here, and we're going to get you on. I ask that you be patient with us. You listen to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. This is your host, J.R. Thicklin. And as we're getting this buffer situation correct, we're going to bring you right on the airway right after this commercial break.
Via internet, you're probably seeing a series of advertisements. Please click on those advertisements as they help us to continue to bring you the best in soulful talk radio. Destiny by Choice to Fellowship on Facebook is a spiritual, drama-free, judgment-free fellowship forum for light minds to share in encouragement through testimonies, scriptures, music, prayer, worship, and fellowship. It is our desire to be an oasis of hope in the midst of the deserts and wilderness of life's most challenging experiences. We welcome you for prayer requests as well as your testimonies as we collectively operate as thermostats, changing life's experience through God's leading in His Word. Join us as we empower lives and shape destinies. That's Destiny by Choice 2 Fellowship on Facebook. Through a search, you can find us.
If you're listening via internet and you want to speak to the host, please dial 323-784-9638. And press 1 to be connected to the host. This is the Soul of America Radio.
I am Indy Harlem too, and I am fighting the power on the Soul of America Radio.
Worldwide. Coast to Coast Talk Radio. This is the Soul of America Radio. You're listening to Soar.
And now back to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness with your host, J.R. Thicklin.
And welcome back to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. This is your host, J.R. Thicklin, and I'm very glad that you have reached out to us here on the Soul of America Radio for Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. I do apologize. We are having some technical difficulties even in getting some people on the line, and we're trying to correct that even as we are going forth here this evening and so that we can have a complete show. And we just hope that you just bear with us as we're trying to get there inside of this whole process here. So just trying to be able to communicate and make sure that we're reaching you that are out there. And for those of you that have reached out to us and that are out there, we really, really do appreciate you taking the time to join us here on tonight on Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. And let's see. I have no idea what's going on right now other than the fact that we're waiting to get back up on the air. we could still be on, but it seems as if we're having some real difficult times here. And we're trying to get back on, and hopefully we'll be up in just a second. What I'm going to do is if we are making progress, and I hope we are making progress. Here it looks like we're coming back on, look like we could be up, and that's good. So let me bring on our caller. Caller number 479, none other than our eyes in the sky and the person behind the scene who makes it all possible. Good morning. Good morning. Good evening, Indy. How are you?
Good evening, Pastor Jay, and everyone who's listening. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm having a real tough time here, seemingly, with the board, and something is going on in the air, but I know that you're on loud and clear because everything is lighting up here, so that means that things are good. You're on the air.
That's great. That's great. I understand you were talking about the Marissa Alexander case.
Yes.
And it is a great day that she's been released after serving, 3.5, almost 4 years?
Yes, almost 4 years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a long, long time after firing one warning shot in the air, regarding her, estranged husband, Rico Gray. And the funny thing about that case is that Rico actually admitted to abusing her and other women in his life. And I just don't understand that case at all. It's just beyond words.
You know, it's a sad thing because here was a case that basically you almost get a confession out of the guy. You almost
right.
get a confession out of him. There's enough history against him. I mean, he's abused her while she was pregnant, which, by the way, it's considered felony domestic battery. There's an injunction that's against him. All of these things that are in place. And yet
right.
and still, she fires a warning shot, and she's the one that is arrested. She's the one that is prosecuted. She's the one that is taken away from her two kids, including a baby that was 9 days old when this happened. She was the one who has done time by bars like she is a criminal. She's the one that, as far as I'm concerned, was threatened and bullied by the prosecutor Angela Corey. She's the one that was railroaded inside of this, and this was done so by a woman. I hate to say it, a woman prosecutor,
mm-hmm.
one who could not even convict George Zimmerman on his bogus charges.
Exactly.
And yet it still found it so easily to throw this mother, this woman in jail, this victim, because she fired a warning shot in fear of her life, fired a warning shot. No injury, no hurt, no pain, basically trying to get him away from her. And no good deed goes goes unpunished. And in this case here she is arrested. And not only did she get the 20 years, but if had it been left up to Angela Corey, she would have gotten 60. She would have gotten even more because she tried to go for more against her. This was a perfect case where really the Florida Stand Your Ground law should have been triumphant here. She stood her ground.
Exactly.
She feared for her life. And yet,
and you just showed
almost
a double
4 years
standard.
Later. Absolutely.
Yeah, you definitely see a double standard there. I mean, there's no comparison between George Zimmerman and Marissa Alexander. I mean, and I just found out from you listening to you tonight that she had a concealed weapon permit. I didn't know that.
Absolutely. Had a concealed weapon permit, so she was covered. Everything that you would be required to have, she had.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so, you
that's
know,
really
it's amazing. So, it lends itself to the question, why could she find herself in this situation? And how could she find herself in this situation? She is being treated as if she is the one that did the wrong. And that's a real
exactly.
problem.
And then you have the Florida. And then you have the Florida state statute 776.013, justifiable use of force, and it talks about, you know, stand your ground. And the stand your ground kind of came from like the Castle Doctrine. And, you know, people who like, you know, kind of reading the law, it's just very confusing. But the stand your ground law basically, you know, just states that an individual has the duty, does not have the duty actually to retreat from any place they have lawful right to be in. And they may use any level of force, including lethal, if they reasonably believe that they face imminent and immediate threat or serious bodily harm or death. And clearly, you know, she felt those things. And like you said, there were confessions there and everything. And, you know, yet George Zimmerman clearly was the aggressor and still is the aggressor in other situations that's coming up in the media. It's just a double standard. And we just have to just keep on it. We have to be conscious about our laws and our rights and just keep pushing. We just can't give up, because we see that, you know, if we don't say anything, if we remain silent, these things will continue to happen.
Well, as has been said, you know, evil prevails when good men and women remain silent. And in this case here, the case with Marissa Alexander, and one of the things for me is that I like to humanize the case because it's a real case. Here's a mother. Mm-hmm. Here's a mother. A mother who has just given birth, who's in fear of her life and has every reason to be so because of the fact she's endured the abuse. She's been physically abused.
Right.
You know, she's been physically abused by this individual while she was pregnant. So if he had no regard for her while she was pregnant, surely he has no regard for her now that she's had the baby. So she's in fear of her life. And she does what I think any person would do. Well, I think most person would probably have shot at him, but rather she shot and fired a warning shot, and the rest becomes this horrible history. This horrible history. So you know, there's so much to consider here when I look at this case here, and this case here is one that is really shocking. This is a case that's really shocking, and that, you know, for a minute there, this case got buried up under so many of the other high-profile cases. It was buried.
Right.
It was buried.
Mm-hmm.
It was buried under the George Zimmerman case. It was, you know, it was buried up under other cases that had gone on. It was buried even up under all the other cases, whether it was Michael Brown or Greg Garner. It was buried up under all the cases here. And unfortunately, you know, you think about the one high-profile case that involved a woman, and it was buried. We did not get the swift justice. We did not get the understanding. We did not get the things that we needed.
Right.
And that's
so
a real
many
sad
issues that could have been addressed. Right. And there's so many issues that could have been addressed just by that case alone. You know, domestic abuse, stand your ground. You know, just so many things that could have been addressed and could have been opened and put on the table for dialogue.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
Said,
and we cannot allow this to be the end inside of this. We have to continue to not only stand up, we have to definitely confront lawmakers and different ones, because of the fact these are the voices that are unheard. And to a certain degree, you know, you know, domestic violence is a very complex issue. It's very complex. There are no winners inside of domestic violence. And even if the perpetrator thinks that they have won, there still are no winners, because the casualties of the conflict that is left behind oftentimes are children. Oftentimes, the casualties that are left behind is families that are oftentimes destroyed. And so there is no winner inside of domestic violence and domestic abuse. And the problem is the fact that I think that when it comes to really reducing it, we have to understand that it's not a one-size-fits-all. And I think part of our problem is the fact that we've tried to say one-size-fits-all and it doesn't. There are some individuals that need this treatment. Intense, almost cleansing inside of it, and they need it in order to stop it. I know the different approaches. We try to approach by trying to get men to, to respect women and those things there, and yet still there's a whole group of men out there that's not their reality. So how do we find a way to reach them to get to their human soul and their human spirit? That domestic and sexual violence destroys it. Destroys lives, it destroys futures, it destroys dreams, and that has to be something that has to be a part of a more holistic campaign from the ground up, from every sector of life. This is where we're saying, we tolerate it, unacceptable. It is not something that's occurring involved early. We're seeing the rate of teen dating violence escalate out of the roof. We're seeing more and more teen dating violence happening. We hear dating violence happening everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Years being separated from her children.
A long time.
That's too much. I mean, you're talking about cruel and unusual punishment. That is both cruel and unusual punishment that she has to endure this. Area code 323-784-9638. That's the reach us. Area code 323-784-638. You listen to Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. I'm your host, Derek Fickland. I'm being joined by Harlem, and we're always glad to have you on the air. If you'd like to have a comment, a question, just call the number, area code 323-784-9638. And you can always hit number one on your keypad. That lets our producer know that you want to get on the airways, and we'll get you on the airway tonight. It's the Hope and Healing, A Journey to Wholeness. I'll be right back after the break. After the break, we're going to wrap it up tonight right at the top of the hour. So right after this break, we'll be right back.
America Radio.
My name is Bernadette Stamets, and you know me as Thelma from the TV show Good Times. And I am hanging out with Tony on the Soul of America Radio.
Ain't we lucky we got 'em?
Needing strength from the Word of God. Needing the voice of wisdom in a relationship. Needing a new direction to go in an abusive situation. That's why we're here. This is the Soul of America Radio.
welcome back. Hope and Healing Journey to Wholeness. This is your host, J.R. Thicklin, and we have with us Indy Harlem. And we're right about still, and we're going to about 6 minutes left in the show, everything. But we're talking a little bit about Marissa Alexander, and we want to talk about a little bit about the different victims of domestic violence and sexual violence that continues to go on. And the thing about it is that, you know, even this weekend, yesterday, and this whole entire weekend, you know, when the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell, gave the state of the league address, and I know that he talked about his challenges this year with domestic violence, and I'm not criticizing, you know, such a hot, controversial issue that is going on, even as we speak with the commissioner. You know, the thing that is going on is just incredible because of the fact there is no win-win situation. Because so many people are bent on how to do domestic violence, but no one wants to give in. It's not just a matter of this or that. It's a matter of this and that. Let me there's a different situation here. There are those that want to address it from a male patriarchal dominance type of perspective. This modality with a perpetrator written from. There are others that want to a secondary victim type of modality, and yet it's still they're very so, and then there's, I mean, all kind of approaches. And I think what we have to understand is that when it's all said and done, we cannot try to fit the realities into the theories that are out there in approaches, but we must begin to develop approaches according to the realities of addressing this issue of domestic violence. And so much that needs to be done, indeed. I mean, on campuses and in neighborhoods, inside of the community centers, on high school grounds, you name it. These things are happening. We're treated as a normal way of life, and it's not. It causes hurt. It rips the heart out of individuals. It destroys what one thinks of them, and yet it's still really fascination.
It isn't. And, you know, it's like almost a year since Roger Goodell decided to suspend Ray Rice for a measly 2 games, you know, after he assaulted his, well, say it how it is, after he beat up his wife and knocked her out cold in the elevator incident. And, you know, where is the domestic violence initiative that was supposed to be put in place by the NFL? They just have a history of leniency on players arrested on domestic violence charges. And I just don't think that they take it as serious as it really is.
Well, one of the reasons I think it is, and definitely is not a justification, is the fact it's such a violent sport. And think about it. This plays to the schizophrenic nature and culture in our society. We get excited. You got millions of people watching a Super Bowl game yesterday, last night. You got people that feeds into this multi-billion-dollar machine called the NFL. It's a violent sport in which we see men knocking stuff out of each other in this competitive way. And so, at one end, America enjoys aggression. They enjoy that type of thing. But on the other end, a lot of these individuals turn it off. But rather than throwing footballs, they're throwing their wives and girlfriends around. And tackling the opposing player, they're tackling their wives. Their wife or their girlfriend or their children around. And so in many ways, how do we prevent? How do we intervene? How do we begin to put things in place that are going to tweak the culture, which we've always looked at a National Football League. So a certain degree, how we describe it, grit and glory, pain, mm-hmm. high-staking action. So it's something that we yearn for on one hand, and yet it's still, on the other hand, we so devastating to the everyday life of individuals who are involved. And so we've got to find an approach, one that's not a knee-jerk reaction, but one that really is developing with this. And that's why I said that we have to start very early on, to start with the kids. We have to undo this whole mindset that for some reason athletes are somewhat pretty, or they're entitled,
mm-hmm.
or they get a free pass, because that's what happens too often. And guess what? All the way through school, we've always known the athlete always got treated differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so in many cases, the athletes are passed on through school because of the fact that they're athletes. But no one have held them accountable. No one have demanded mm-hmm. a certain standard from them. And the hard part now is that they're grown men and playing in the NFL, now they're finding it hard to demand a certain standard, this standard of them. But it must be done if we're going to see improvement and see the deduction and reduction of the occurrence of domestic violence in our society, and definitely a reduction amongst the football players that are out there.
Right.
On next week, everything. I hope that between now and next week, perhaps we, Chris Alexander, be our guest. We're looking to have some special guests on next week. But until that time, we're right at the end of this, and as always, those of you who are listening, I encourage you to the Destiny by Choice 2 Fellowship page there on Facebook. That's Destiny by Choice 2 Fellowship. And check it out. You'll see so many things there, an oasis of just strength, wisdom, and inspiration. And until next time, this is J.R. Thicklin, along with Indy Harlem. And we're going to bid you today a good night. Have a great time. And God bless. And remember, there is no excuse for domestic abuse.
God bless.
But here